Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio, where we're examining what is breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. And coming up, big, big news in the mayor's race here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, no.
Well, it's major, major developments. In fact, what we have seen now is a shaping up of exactly what we are going to experience in the mayoral's race, not in the primaries, but coming up in the general. Big, big news on the mayoral race front. Stay with us. Nicole Maliotakis with us live on the road right now.
Bench thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
As anyone can imagine, If you've had a pulse for the last number of years and you've watched what's happened to the world's greatest city, you know that the mayoral stewardship of our great city has been diminished significantly. And it really boiled my blood yesterday when I saw the video footage of Mayor Bill de Blasio literally running away from reporters, asking him if he had any thoughts on the fact that the A-line had derailed and that there were 34 victims in the subway. Not only did he run away from the reporters, there was not a statement issued, at least at the time of my understanding. And this was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. It was a moment, though, of a glimpse into what has been a failed mayoralty by the mayor, by the current occupant of the mayor's office in New York City. So that kind of arrogance and that kind of refusing to even acknowledge the victims of yesterday is something that made me say, you know what, New York deserves much, much better than this. And even in the primary race, I was discouraged to see that Paul Massey, the fundraising frontrunner, did not issue a statement or come out publicly. And so this morning, before anything else took place, I was up early crafting a letter to my next guest, because long before those developments occurred earlier today that we're going to talk about, I had already decided to throw 100% of my weight behind Staten Island's own Nicole Maliotakis, who joins us literally on the road as she is an assembly member, and she has votes and she has a stewardship of her office and her official duties to her constituencies in Staten Island and Brooklyn. She is busy doing that job. But while she has been doing that job, she's also been meeting with group after group after group, hearing from them, understanding the needs that our city has. And she now joins us in the midst of that busy, busy schedule. Nicole, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin, and thank you for your support.
I am excited to do this because I believe that you are you've become a student of your city. You have literally I'm a follower of your Facebook feed and your Twitter feed. You literally meet with people nonstop. You listen to what the problems are. And Nicole, that was one of the reasons why I said earlier today I'm going to throw my full endorsement behind you in this race, even before your opponent, Mr. Massey, dropped out. Now, that's kind of the breaking news today. He did decide to call it quits. Did he call you shortly before or after that decision? And what has been the reaction since that occurred?
You know, I have not spoken to Paul, but a couple of hours before, we were appearing together at the Cranes debate, which was our first Republican debate of the campaign. And it was a very cordial discussion. It was a discussion on the merits of the issues. And, I was quite surprised, actually, when shortly thereafter I received notice that he was ending his campaign.
Did he give any rationale or reason as to why he's dropping out?
You know, I've only read the glimpse of the story. I think he was having challenges with fundraising. That was what the statement said. I can only go by that.
Okay. Well, I think it has to do, candidly, Nicole, and you know my very fond affection for your desires and focus and everything else. I really do think that what you have done by way of talking to as many people as you can talk to and hearing from as many people as you can, I think that you've begun to build a grassroots army that is really, I was thinking, you know, she may not have the dollars that Massey has, but my goodness, she is watching a groundswell grow right where she's standing. Yeah. You had to feel that in the last few weeks.
I have certainly been encouraged. I've been speaking to so many different groups. I've been marching in parades, speaking with New Yorkers, and they are just as disenchanted as I am with the deterioration of the quality of life under Bill de Blasio. There is a strong sense across the city that he lacks leadership. He is mismanaging the city. He has a disregard for the taxpayers of New York. And just yesterday, as you mentioned, I mean, was probably one of the worst examples I've ever seen of his lack of leadership. When you have a train derail in your city and 34 of your citizens are injured and you don't even issue a statement, you don't report to the scene, you actually walk away from reporters when they're trying to ask you questions about it. I mean, that was just unbelievable. And New Yorkers certainly deserve better. And I feel that I'm that alternative. And I'm going to be now going head to head with the mayor and holding him accountable for his lack of leadership over the last 3.5 years.
If you're just joining us, that's the voice of Nicole Malliotakis, who is now the nominee, the presumptive nominee for the Republicans. But Nicole, you've also earned the endorsement of the Conservative Party. Are there any other lines that you will be holding for the general election?
Well, now that, you know, Mr. Massey's not in the race, I mean, let's see what may happen in terms of picking up additional lines. You know, I'm really excited to be going out in the community and going across this city, all parts of this city. And I believe that the issues that I'm talking about are irrespective of party line. Everyone wants to have a better quality of life.
Sure.
Everyone wants to have their trains running. They want to see the traffic flowing. They want to have their children get a good education. They want to see our fellow New Yorkers who are sleeping on the street get off the street, be able to get a career that they can support themselves and get the mental health or substance abuse issues that are underlying to address those concerns. It's absolutely outrageous how our mayor is fighting a national ideological war instead of actually managing the city, doing his basic responsibility. And he's doing it, by the way, at a tremendous cost to taxpayers, and we're not getting results. So we have seen property taxes across the city of New York, the property tax levy increased 28%.
Yeah.
We have also seen the increase in spending go up to nearly a quarter in this city in 3.5 years, and we're not getting results. In fact, things are worse. And
well,
so I believe that New Yorkers will vote for the person who's going against this mayor, and that's me, because I'm going to hold them accountable, and I'm going to be fighting for New Yorkers who have not had a voice to stand up against.
Well, and you absolutely will. I can't help but be struck, Nicole, at the way the ballot is shaping up, because if you look at what the Democrats are offering, you've got Scott Stringer and Bill de Blasio, a couple of rich white guys that have not been particularly effective in office. And I'm looking at the conservatives and the Republicans, and I'm going, man, we've got an African-American, a really sharp guy in Michael Faulkner running for comptroller. And now we've got our first Greek Latina that is going to occupy the top slot on the ticket. And Nicole, I've got to think if you and Faulkner are elected as a team, that you're going to bring immense good to this city.
Well, and we also have J.C. Polanco, who's a Dominican, running as the public advocates candidate. And now in my case, you know, look, I certainly am different what the party's offered before. As a woman, I'm half Hispanic as well. I think that really is something different, which I think will resonate with a lot of people across the city who have generally voted Democratic because they didn't feel that they could connect with the Republican nominee. But the reality is that what people really want is somebody who's going to address these quality of life issues that are plaguing our city. I mean, the idea now that, you know, you could publicly urinate or litter in the city of New York and you're not going to pay the consequences is just outrageous.
Right.
I mean, it's got the deterioration of the quality of life. Everyone sees it and it's real. They're experiencing it. Ask the people who were stuck on the subway for 45 minutes a couple of weeks ago. You know, these are real issues, and that's what my campaign is about. So while this mayor's off fighting a national ideological war and all these quality of life issues that have fallen by the wayside, Nicole is here to speak on behalf of the New Yorkers, and that's why we're going to win this election in November.
Well, and it's going to require two things, friends. It's going to require grassroots people walking their neighborhoods and talking to their neighbors about why Nicole represents the interest of everyday New Yorkers and only wants what's best for this city. And she exhibited that in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, where she demonstrated her ability to work tirelessly to try to get help in the midst of a crisis. She's also worked so hard to try to clean up and bring in integrity to public pensions and the whole process of what it means to hold office. But friends, I've got to absolutely say that if you believe Nicole Malliotakis is a better choice for mayor than Bill de Blasio, you've got to go to NicoleForMayor2017.com and give money. You've got to make a donation. You've got to put your money where your hopes are and where your belief for your city is. Because if you're not willing to do that, you're going to get the same city that you've got right now. Nicole, I don't know anybody that wants that. Would you stay with me one more segment, Nicole?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Drive Time. It's the Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Very rough ride in Queens this afternoon on the LIE in both directions. Eastbound, we're jammed out of the Midtown Tunnel right out into the Cross Island Parkway and stays heavy into Nassau County, out into Roslyn Heights. Westbound, we're jammed from Lake Success right into Queens and out towards the Grand Central Parkway. On the Grand Central eastbound near LaGuardia, that's a collision being cleared. Stays heavy right out to the Cross Island Parkway. Southbound Cross Island Parkway near Bayside Marina, that's a collision being cleared. Northbound near the Throgs Neck Bridge, an accident being reported. On the Bronxbound Throgs Neck Bridge, Bronxbound Whitestone Bridge, both equally as bad. Queensbound on the Throgs Neck Bridge is not horrible, and certainly better than the Whitestone Bridge, which was jammed, all because of an accident being worked on. Northbound West Side Highway, that's a slow ride from the 70s right up to the GW Bridge. Southbound, we're slow from the 110s down into the 50s. FDR northbound, we're slow Williamsburg Bridge right up to the George Washington Bridge. And in the Bronx, northbound Bronx River Parkway still jammed up from the Cross Bronx up into the 230s. But an accident has been cleared. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
His eyes darted between the blue wire and then the red wire. Back to the blue, back to the red. A bead of sweat dropped from his brow to his hand, which grasped a pair of pliers. He took a deep breath, steadied himself, and cut both with one swift squeeze of his tool. The boy screamed as the doctor pried the braces from his teeth.
If this 20-second performance made you feel something, imagine what an entire Audible book can do. Visit audible.com to start your free 30-day trial.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning an engagement party or wedding or corporate event, birthday or anniversary party, bar bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be very impressed, and the memories will last a lifetime. Let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. We use her around Salem Media New York all the time, and she just knows how to put that perfect touch of class to every one of our special occasions. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at lots of convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht not in your budget? How about a deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. So visit Fran's Touch of Class to see the range of yachts in her fleet and give her a call, find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you the details of the services provided. Call her today and add that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or franstouchofclass.com.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's Health Challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THE ANSWER.
AM 970, THE ANSWER. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
She has stood faithfully and diligently executing her duties as an assemblywoman from Staten Island, representing Staten Island and Brooklyn in the state assembly. Simultaneously, she's had hearing sessions and listening sessions, and she's been out and she has stood with people. She has supported law enforcement when their mayor turned his back on them. She has stood with first responders and said, you're important and we should be doing more to help you. She has spoken up for the defense of the children and teachers in our broken schools. Nobody knows that more than somebody that lives in this city and has children that go to the public schools. She's provided empathy and support and direction in this entire MTA mess. There hasn't been a bigger voice advocate for cleaning up what has happened to our transportation infrastructure in this city. And as so many millions of people use it every single day, friends, we've got to fix that. It's got to be a priority. But she's also demonstrated the ability to provide leadership in times of crisis. Her work in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy demonstrates that. And she's also worked very, very diligently to make sure that the public process and the advocacy, the issue of pensions and elected officials and other things that have been so easily corrupted have had a voice addressing them. And even in this last budget year, she was on this microphone telling you that your state and city leaders were not working in the best interest of the taxpayers of the state of New York. I'm talking about Nicole Malliotakis, who is now the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party as Paul Massey, the fundraising leader in the race, has dropped out following a debate that they had earlier today. And Nicole, again, very generous with your time to talk to us today on Kevin McCullough Radio. First day in office, you and let's say that the Republican ticket does really well. And by the way, Nicole, I'm ready to walk neighborhoods with you. I know that Mike Faulkner is going to be able to reach into places that the Republican Party has never reached into before. I know you're going to be able to do that at the top of the ticket. Let's go out and light a fire under people that have never had a real reason to be excited about voting for anybody other than a Democrat and get them excited this time, because I think there's real help on the way.
Absolutely. I mean, look, anyone who is sick and tired of the dysfunction, whether it be the subway systems that are a total disaster right now, whether it be the traffic nightmare that you experience every day commuting to and from work, whether it be the fact that you don't have school choice and your local school is failing and our mayor is pumping millions of dollars into it without any results, or whether you're sick and tired of the spending, the out-of-control spending, the double-digit rise in property taxes or water bills, and you're sad to see fellow New Yorkers sleeping on the street. I mean, that's who I'm running for. I'm running to improve the quality of life of this city.
It's breaking news afternoon. Paul Massey has dropped out of the Republican primary race, and Nicole Malliotakis, the presumptive nominee, joins us on Kevin McCullough Radio. Nicole, we've talked a lot about the unusual and almost absurd use of paid assistants and consultants in the de Blasio administration. What happens to that kind of abuse of position on the first day of a Malliotakis administration?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what this mayor has done, not only has he added tens of thousands of individuals to city government, making more bureaucracy, where really what we should be reducing red tape and bureaucracy, he has also added, actually doubled, his number of special assistants at City Hall, twice as many as what Mayor Bloomberg had, which is a real abuse of the taxpayer dollars. And I can tell you this much, I'm definitely not going to need 264 special assistants at City Hall when I'm elected mayor.
How many assistants do you get on the taxpayer dole when you're a state assembly member?
Well, I have actually two full-time employees and three part-time employees.
Wow,
and
five.
By the way, I have three offices. So I have Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Albany. And I have my staff works very, very hard.
Yeah.
And you know, if you want to look at what government efficiency should be, just look at the New York State Assembly minority members, the Republican conference, where we have to do just as much work as everyone else. And we have to do it with probably a quarter of the staff and a quarter of the resources. So it really is, I think, you know, being a Republican, being a conservative, I have a great respect for the taxpayer, those who get up every single day and work, pay taxes on April 15th. And this mayor has shown a complete disregard, increasing spending by nearly a quarter. And what makes it worse is that we're not getting results. And
right.
That's what needs to change day one.
Right. It would be different if he would be able to point to something and say, see, this is how it had helped you. But he can't do that. Let me ask you
Absolutely.
This. And it's a little bit of a personal question, but I think you'll understand what I'm getting at. When you get up to do your workout in the morning, are you going to need a security-provided SUV to drive you to Brooklyn to do it?
Well, no. Actually, what I said was I was either going to walk to the gym or ride my bike to the gym. I'm actually an avid bike rider. I haven't had much time lately to do any bike riding.
Sure.
Either that or I'm just going to – look, I'm going to – what I need is a punching bag in Gracie Mansion, I think, to get out all that frustration from dealing with the city council day in and day out. And really, I think what the mayor is doing is just unbelievable. On one hand, he's saying we need to be environmentally efficient, mandating his citizens to do so. And then on the other hand, he's using a three vehicles to go to the gym, and he doesn't even utilize the subway. I think if he utilized the subway every day to go to the gym and back, if he wanted to work out in Brooklyn, which is fine, if that's what he wants to do. I mean, but do it before 9 a.m. Don't do it on the taxpayer dime, number one. And number two, I think it's good to take the subway every now and then just to get a sense of what people are experiencing.
Sure.
You know, 70,000 delays a month we have in this city. That is up from about 28,000 delays a month in 2012. And just until recently, when people were really getting stuck, neither the mayor nor the governor were really talking about it. And now the mayor turns a blind eye. He simply points fingers at the governor. And the reality is that he has four MTA board members that he appoints. They approved the capital plan. And they should have been standing up for the interests of the subway system and saying that we need to invest more in upgrading our subway signals. It would lead to more cars running every hour in the tunnels, and you would also have so not only the frequency but the capacity, and it would be more reliable, and actually at the end of the day it would end up costing less with maintenance long term. But what has happened is we have seen a failure from our leaders in investing
right.
long term in the capital plan. And you know, no one wants to invest long term, but we need to do that. That's what a leader does.
What I appreciate, Nicole Malliotakis, what I appreciate about you is that you're coming to the table with plans and ideas ready to go on day one, and that has been something that's been absent. Nicole, you're going to be with me in person on Friday. We're going to look forward to a more in-depth discussion on all things related to the mayorship. But congratulations on being the presumptive nominee, and proud to endorse you and proud to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. www.nicoleformayor2017.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
78 degrees under beautiful sunny skies. What's going on? We have the answer. Two people were slashed and a third was bitten during a high school brawl in Brooklyn today. Police say it's not clear what sparked the fight in front of John Jay High School in Park Slope at about 11:30 this morning. Witnesses say they heard students yelling, fight, 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 and then saw people running. Police say two victims were slashed and the third suffered a bite wound in the fight. They went to Methodist Hospital and are expected to be okay. Police haven't said whether they were students at the school. As the anniversary of the Central Park explosion approaches, authorities are renewing their call for tips to help catch the person responsible.
We're calling on visitors to Central Park who may have taken photographs or video of the rock formation behind us in the days and weeks before July 3rd, 2016, to provide them to ATF and NYPD investigators.
ATF Special Agent Ashawn Benedict says reward money has increased to $40,000 for information leading to an arrest. A homemade device commonly used by terrorists overseas went off after a teenager stepped on it by a rock near 60th Street and 5th Avenue on July 3rd of last year. Tourist Connor Golden had his leg amputated after he stepped on it. In sports, Yankees continue their four-game set against the White Sox in Chicago. Two teams have split the first two games. Mets are in Miami to take on the Marlins, and the Knicks and team president Phil Jackson have mutually parted ways. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson River, not a good ride at all here, my friends. George Washington Bridge coming into Manhattan, that is easily a 30-minute delay upstairs and down. Lincoln Tunnel, 30 to 40 on the city-bound side, and about 30 minutes going back to New Jersey. 45 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel city-bound side, we're looking at about a 5 to 10-minute delay, and that's your best approach, especially from Route 1 and 9. West Side Highway northbound jammed up from the 70s on up. FDR northbound slows from the Brooklyn Bridge on up. Clear skies tonight, overnight low 65, sunshine tomorrow, high 85, and partly sunny Friday, high of 88 degrees. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds. I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
Today we're talking about mortgages. If you're looking to obtain a home loan, Emmanuel Katechis from United Mortgages here to help answer some questions. Emmanuel, what's currently happening in the mortgage industry?
There are many great things. For instance, one of the best new products is HARP. Right now, someone can refinance even if you owe more than what your house is worth. Also, United Mortgage can get you into a property with little or no money down.
Can you still get a mortgage even if you have bad credit?
Absolutely. Right now, even if you have a low credit score, we may be able to help you with various programs, such as FHA or VA.
What separates United Mortgage from other mortgage companies?
What separates us is service, hands down. We are here 7 days a week, from early morning to late evening. We understand that this process can be very intimidating. That is why our team has been trained in customer service and products. We are here for you even after the loan closes.
Call United Mortgage at 888-888-5721. 888-888-5721. United Mortgage is licensed by the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Department of Banking. 888-888-5721.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very grateful to have the presumptive nominee for the Republicans, Nicole Malliotakis, for those last two segments. My endorsement of her today comes full-throated, despite the fact that there's a lot of people that I know that are connected to this race. We reached out to Mr. Massey. He was on the show a couple of times. But in recent weeks, he'd gotten kind of quiet and had not had an interest to get in the spotlight. I'm not sure what's going on there. But it's interesting because when I said something to the staff earlier today about Nicole being the presumptive nominee and maybe the next mayor, my next guest said, oh, no, no, no. Sal Albanese will be the next mayor because his party, the Reform Party of New York State, has endorsed Mr. Albanese for the position. Frank Morano, our very own star-studded producer from the Episcopal Morning Show and, of course, the host of what's the show? It's where the politicians all come to see and all the radio hosts want to be on Sunday mornings, Morano in the Morning. Frank Morano rejoins us from his home, his palatial estate on Staten Island. Hello, Frank.
Well, there's nothing palatial about this estate. Hello, Kevin. Hello, Kevin. I obviously, Nicole Malliotakis is a great friend of mine. I enjoyed the segment she just did with you, and she's right on the money in much of her criticism of the mayor. And, when I announced that she would not be the next mayor, it's in part your chops and in part busting her chops because she's a friend for almost
because you
years.
Wouldn't really love us, Frank. This is the thing that people may not know about Frank Morano. Unless he's constantly poking at you like you're a bear and he's a kid on a hiking trail, unless he's poking at you, he doesn't really love you. So Nicole and I just take it for what it's worth. He's poking at us. But you got to be careful in even saying that, Mr. Morano, because you have endorsed, the Reform Party has endorsed Mr. Albanese.
Absolutely. I we're proud to stand with Sal, mainly because on a lot of the reform issues, we felt that that Sal was just the right choice for us in terms of this election. So I wish him the best of luck. But Nicole Malliotakis would be a 10 million times better mayor than the present mayor, as evidenced by him being missing in action on this subway derailment issue yesterday.
Well, I want to touch base on that because it was one thing to get word that he wasn't going to issue a statement or whatever. It was another thing to see him literally. And I knew he was tall. I didn't realize he was more gangly than James Comey. I mean, he's really, he's awkwardly tall. And he was in like some sort of Euro super fitted suit yesterday. And so he's running away from reporters looking like the skinny man from the pit. And he wouldn't even acknowledge that was a very bad piece of video. But then you realize he didn't make a statement. He has no intention to go visit the victims. Frank, I've lived in this tri-state area now for long enough to know that we've had some really great mayors who rose to the occasion when these crises and these really heartbreaking situations occur. And everything that was exhibited on that videotape yesterday was like amateur hour. I mean, it was just embarrassing.
Well, you know, it was worse than that. It was immature and I think a tremendous dereliction of duty. Now, keep in mind, this is a man who 4 years ago, when they had the Metro North derailment, criticized Mayor Bloomberg, rightly so, for not coming back into town and being at the scene. These are his constituents.
Right.
I understand he's trying to make the point that he doesn't control the MTA and that Andrew Cuomo deserves the blame for everything that goes wrong with it. And, you know, it's a fine point to make. But there's, when your constituents, dozens of them, are hurt and are crawling through a dark subway because they can't even expect the basics out of government services, and you can't even be bothered to put out a statement. This is the same man, Kevin, who puts out a statement on the delay of the health care vote.
Right, exactly.
On the Paris Climate Accords, on immigration reform, on the failure to vote for election reforms in Albany. Every geopolitical, every national issue in the world, he's commenting on, but when his constituents, these people that elected him, are crawling through the subways hurt because of a derailment, he can't be bothered to put out a statement saying, I hope everyone's okay, good
yeah.
luck, city
well,
stands by. The guy has no interest in being mayor.
And I know that there were 34 people, mostly minor injuries, but when you understand that there were 800 people that were stuck down there for longer than an hour trying to get out, man, it just wrecks your heart. So you and Nicole and I all, in rightly so, took very firm criticism to the mayor yesterday on that point. By the way, criticism of the political process and the process by which public policy becomes law is something that is alive and well in New York State. And tonight on Effective Radio, you're going to take on another issue with Bill Samuels, and you're gonna debate whether or not this constitutional convention should occur.
Right. So this question is on the ballot this year. If people vote yes, then we get to have a constitutional convention to totally reform the state government if need be. Now, in Albany today, they were voting on whether or not New York City should even have control of its own school system. That's how backwards the city-state government relationship is, makes the case for a constitutional convention. Now, what some people are trying to do, not necessarily me as for a convention as I am, but what some people are trying to do is actually get in the New York State Constitution a right to legalize recreational marijuana. So we're going to talk about what some folks are trying to do in that respect and debate the whole idea of marijuana legalization generally. It should be explosive, and I hope some of your listeners will call in and offer their
seven to nine per usual.
Absolutely, and we thank Larry Elder for the opportunity to sit in for him tonight.
All right, sir. That's Frank Morano. You hear him weekday mornings with Joe Piscopo and Sunday mornings on his own fine broadcast. But join him tonight with Bill Samuels for Effective Radio on AM 970 The Answer. Kevin McCullough Radio continues.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
The Obamacare you can't do. It's unsustainable. It's unsustainable. So does Donald Trump just leave it and let it self-destruct? Or do guys like me just keep paying through the nose? That's all I do. I get nothing. I get nothing, nor do you, I know. That's why you listen. You don't get anything either. So now, do you just leave it the way it was before Obamacare?
Listen to Piscopo in the morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government, under certain circumstances, to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
New York has the finest. New York has the bravest. And now, for the first time on AM 970 New York, has the boldest hour. Tune in every Sunday morning at 11 for bold talk and bold ideas with your host, Correction Officers Benevolent Association President Elias Husamuddin. Elias will cover topics that affect New York City correction officers, the public, and New York City officials. Don't miss COBA's The Boldest Hour, Sunday mornings at 11, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Cancella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through the 4th, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
His eyes darted between the blue wire and then the red wire. Back to the blue, back to the red. A bead of sweat dropped from his brow to his hand, which grasped a pair of pliers. He took a deep breath, steadied himself, and cut both with one swift squeeze of his tool. The boy screamed as the doctor pried the braces from his teeth.
If this 20-second performance made you feel something, imagine what an entire Audible book can do. Visit audible.com to start your free 30-day trial.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Such a busy afternoon. Hardly have time to get everything in. In fact, the breaking news from Iraq, U.S.-backed Iraqi forces taking more of Mosul than they had. They're almost done there, which is really good news. And, of course, if you've been listening all hour long, she spoke to us first. Nicole Malliotakis giving us that exclusive at the top of the hour. If you missed it, you want to go back and get it. It's on the podcast. But this woman would make a phenomenal mayor in the aftermath of the disaster that is Bill de Blasio. And couldn't be more excited than to have her join us with that exclusive at the top of the show. Got a lot yet to get to. We're excited to speak with Alicia Krauss because she is co-host of the Lady Brains podcast. which is getting more and more popular every single week. I see more and more social media buzz around that. And as far as I know, I'm really grateful that Alicia Krauss has not sent me a fundraising letter from Evan McMullen on the Russia collusion story. I'm already getting so many spams from Evan McMullen on Russia collusion. Alicia, you're a very good friend of mine. Carol Markowitz joined me yesterday. She's had to unfollow the man she voted for president because of his nuttiness.
Oh, yeah. She's not the only one. My girlfriend, Bethany Mendel, and I have also done the same thing. And it's like, dude, really, you're going the way of Louise Mensch.
It's and you know, I've known Mindy Finn since she was in the Bush White House.
And I love Mindy. I don't get this.
These are normal people.
Well, Mindy hasn't gone off the rails.
She has. You read her Twitter feed, it's almost as bad as Evan's. I'm serious. If you're not following her, you need to recheck it.
No, I tend to look at pictures of our kids on Facebook. I don't.
Okay, there you go. Don't follow the Twitter feed. It will drive you nuts.
Although I got to say, there's lots of people that I love and adore on mainstream media and cable news and even in our beloved talk radio who I think have gone off the rails in the other direction. So,
well, that's very possible as well. I'm just saying, yeah. If CNN has been busted wide open by James O'Keefe for fake news on the collusion thing, you probably shouldn't be raising money for it if you're a conservative.
I totally agree with that. I do think that there are decent people and good reporters over at CNN. But of course, and listen, both CNN and Fox News saw a bump in the ratings this last quarter. Why? Because Trump's is a ratings, phenomenon. And CNN gave him more coverage, and you could argue even more positive coverage all throughout the primaries than Fox or MSNBC did. So it's a ratings business. It's an ad business.
Well, it was who they hired, though. I mean, if they had not brought in Amanda Carpenter and Kayleigh McEnany and who's the little tiny girl that
Jeffrey Lord.
The spokesperson for Trump. I can see her, but her name slipped in my mind. The publicist.
Kellyanne Conway?
No. The little, she's shorter than a tree stump.
Kayleigh McEnany is pretty freaking
No, Kayleigh's
tiny.
Tall. No, but she's tall. Katrina Pearson. Yeah.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I meant like physically short, not, yeah. So anyway, but yeah, so they had all those people on there regularly and they were, so you got a little, for Van Jones being whoever he was, at least you had Amanda there to kind of check him back into his corner.
And I know that, CNN is really up there. We need to hire legit conservatives. The biggest example I would use is my dear friend, Mary Catherine Hamm.
Yeah. No, totally legit.
When her contract was up at Fox, they worked really hard to court her and get her over there. I think that they realize that they need to do that. It is the three reporters resigning. I still want some clarity about were they forced to resign or did they resign?
There's going to be more. Look, O'Keefe is releasing another set of videos today. There's going to be.
That's unrelated to these guys resigning. The O'Keefe video is somebody that worked for CNN Health. This is based on my understanding of all the reading I've done.
Right.
That
did find out was that Zucker told them, even after the climate accords, go back to Russia. So it's
then
been.
This is the undercover video from James O'Keefe over Project Veritas with the CNN Health producer. But aside from that, over the weekend, you saw that three reporters from CNN resigned because they had a debunked story.
Right.
And so
about Mr. Saramucci.
Were they forced to resign or were they whiny little brats that once their story was proved false, got upset that CNN didn't back them and that's why they resigned? I think the reason behind the resignation is very important.
True, but we may never know. But anyway, okay, so let's talk about someone else we both hate together. Cecile Richards said yesterday in a New York magazine editorial, and I want to make sure I give her proper credit here. She said, and this, we don't talk about the life issue a ton, Alicia, but I'm adamantly pro-life. I have four kids and very, very committed to this. Cecile Richards actually quoted, I'm quoting her specifically with this statement. We need to stop apologizing and hiding for being pro-abortion. Abortion needs its stigma removed. Those are her exact words, Alicia. What is she hiding and apologizing for? the killing of innocent children.
Well, it's you know, true colors coming out right there. It is interesting that, you know, it used to be people would say, well, abortion on demand, but rare and safe,
yeah.
Right?
Not anymore.
Why should it be rare and safe if it's no big deal? And I think that this is definitely her true colors coming out, and the people that support her and Planned Parenthood need to be questioned on this. They need to be forced to have open, honest, and transparent answers about, do you even know what the process looks like?
Yeah.
You know, do you even know where these dollars are going? Do you even know the minority groups that they're specifically targeting?
Yep.
I mean, it's mind-boggling to me.
And have since their inception. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. And it's you know, you bring up Margaret Sanger, though, and a pro-abortion person is going to go, you know, that was like 100 years ago. But the fact is, they are still doing it today. Lila Rose, I'm a huge fan of. Over
yep,
at
good
Live
friend.
Action,
yep. Yep.
And she has done incredible
documents
work
it all. Absolutely.
To reveal that this isn't just a one-time thing. This wasn't just a Margaret Sanger thing. This is something that still exists in 2016 and in 2017 at Planned Parenthood clinics across the country.
Get these thoughts and more from Alicia Krauss on every edition of the Lady Brains podcast that she's on.
Oh, yeah.
And if for no other reason, tune in to hear her laugh, according to one of her faithful listeners. Alicia, we'll see you next time.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's a mighty slow ride in New Jersey on the parkway in both directions. Southbound, we're looking at delays from 143 down towards 135, then more delays coming down towards the Turnpike in Woodbridge. Then we're jammed across the Driscoll Bridge down towards the Cheesequake Rest Area with an accident in the local lanes. Northbound, at exit 136 in Cranford, a crash. Stays heavy right on up towards exit 153. There is a U2 concert at the Meadowlands tonight, and that means lots of extra traffic on the Western Spur in both directions. But right now, we are seeing a very heavy ride on the northbound Western Spur from 14 on up to 15W, and again, exiting for 16W. That concert at MetLife gets underway just after 7 o'clock. Eastern Spur, a much better way to go northbound for you. Across the Hudson, 5 to 10 minutes tops at the GW Bridge, 5 to 10 minutes tops at the Holland Tunnel, still 20 to 30 minutes on the city-bound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. West Side Highway northbound was slow from the 90s up to the GW Bridge. FDR northbound delays from the Brooklyn Bridge to the GW Bridge. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves AM 970, The Answer. And our listeners. He's making an incredible offer exclusively for the listeners to AM 970, actually. Up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. It includes the Mike 4-Pack Special, the Premium Pillows, the Luxury Giza Sheets, the Mattress Toppers, the Roll and Go Pillows, even the Pet Beds. And you should ask about the new Human Bed. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow. 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping if the order is above $100. Call now, 800-506-2641, promo code AM970, or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code AM970.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code THEANSWER.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Every single day, doing all that we can to obliterate confusion, amplify truth, and pursue clarity, and asking you to help us do the same thing. It is Kevin McCullough Radio, and we are proud to have you as part of this little endeavor every single day. We've also got a fairly interesting mayoral race shaping up in our city, and I'm excited about this. Nicole Malliotakis against Bill de Blasio, man-o-mano, or man-o-womano, however they do that. And then you got Michael Faulkner and Scott Stringer in the number two slot. It speaks well to the diversity of the modern Republican Party and what it looks like and just how diverse it is that these are the leaders that are going to be on the ballot. And every single New Yorker in the city of New York needs to get out and be involved in this. Now, let me talk about something that I'm not so proud of about our city. And that is that the Public Theater of New York, which put on the Julius Caesar where they hacked Donald Trump and he graphically bleeds on the stage and supposedly the girl playing Melania watches and is subjected to his death. It's made a name for itself and it's disgusting. But what is a bigger assault on decency? Those who come up with the evil or those who pay those to come up with the evil? Because if it's the latter, friends, hold your horses. That's you and me. Elizabeth Harrington today reporting in the Washington Free Beacon that the funding behind that pathetic assassination play with Donald Trump being graphically stabbed to death is not being shut down. It's being rewarded. In fact, since 2009, creators of the public theater experience have been given $30 million in federal, state, and city grants. $30 million in 8 years. But this year, the National Endowment for the Arts, which should have, I feel like, been taken off the taxpayer dole a long time ago. We have no business funding the NEA. They just awarded a big, fat, six-figure endowment to the Public Theater of New York. Evidently too stupid to understand what Delta Airlines and Bank of America did, which is to fund this kind of smut and trash is not in the best interest of their organization. And when you go to graphically depict the assassination of the lawfully and overwhelmingly elected, 33 of 50 states elected president of the United States, that you're not going to have some sort of pushback? It's just idiotic. I'm Kevin McCullough.